Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Asaph penned Psalm 77, he was totally honest about his spiritual and emotional pain. In the dark hours of the night, he remembered when music had once filled his soul. But now he questioned if God had completely removed his love, his grace, and his compassion. It was during these times of darkness, both physically and spiritually, that the psalmist found solace in remembering God's ancient wonders, his holy ways, and his care in delivering the children of Israel from Egypt. Listen to his reflections.
I will remember the Lord's works. Yes, I will remember your ancient wonders. I will reflect on all you have done and meditate on your actions. God, your way is holy. What God is great like God? You are the God who works wonders. You revealed your strength among the peoples. With power, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph.
In some respects, this sounds like Paul when he wrote to Timothy from a prison dungeon in Rome. He encouraged his young friend to focus his attention on Jesus Christ during times of persecution. And thus Paul wrote, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and descended from David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer." So here's a lesson that comes to us from both the Old and New Testament. Today, when we're facing difficult challenges and even feel that God is silent, we should remember what the Lord has done for us and what he has promised to do for us through the presence and the power of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.